He's the biggest movie star on the planet, the greatest bodybuilder of all time, and as governor of California, he was in charge of the world's eighth largest economy. I'm talking, of course, about Hollywood legend Arnold Schwarzenegger. And yes, he's back, not just in the forthcoming Terminator Genesis movie next year. He's coming back to the UK, where his bodybuilding started it all for him, for two incredible evening withs, to meet fans in Leeds on Friday, November 14, and London on November 15. Full details on our website. My name's Graham Walker, and I chatted to Arnold from his home in Los Angeles about his movies, bodybuilding and politics, and even got him to say his favourite Arnie movie lines. First up, he told me how the man who was the blueprint for his entire life was none other than former Leeds United reserve player, the ex-Mr. Universe and Hercules film star, the late Reg Park.
Hey Graham, how are you?
Hey Arnold, how's things?
Terrific.
It's going to be even more terrific when you arrive in Leeds and London to talk about your amazing life.
Exactly, and I'm looking forward to it. Leeds is a very important place for me because my idol, Reg Park, comes from Leeds, where he did all his work to become the Mr. Great Britain and then Mr. Universe, and then he got into the movies and he did a whole bunch of Hercules movies. But also as a 15-year-old kid, it was like the blueprint for me for my entire life because it was all laid out what I have to do in order to become a champion and then what I have to do to get into movies just like him and what I have to do to go and to, you know, become a businessman, a successful businessman. And it really changed my life literally overnight, and I knew that I can do that because he has already done it. He has already laid the groundwork. So I was kind of felt like, you know, I can do it too. Reg Park was like the most important kind of motivator for me, and he comes from Leeds.
So it's a bit like an homecoming then, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is, because I have been to Leeds before to visit his parents when they were alive, and when Reg Park was alive, he passed away since then too.
So this is going to be a very emotional time for you.
Yeah, it would be, you know, it would be very touching. You know, I always like to go back there, and especially England itself is a very important place because that's where I won my first Mr. Universe competition, and this is where my career began, so to speak. That's where I learned English. That's where I was invited over and over again to come over and do guest appearances and guest posing and strongman acts and lifting weights and all that stuff and judging competitions over there and all this. But I won five Mr. Universe contest in London. I was very proud of that, and that's why I've had a great, great, you know, history.
I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Dave Prowse, who went on to play Darth Vader,
yeah,
of course.
And Dave Prowse I ran into many times when I went to, you know, England, and I visited him at the gym where he was, you know, he had a gym there. I don't know what he's doing now, but I mean, he was always very successful.
Well, he was asking, I think he does all the Comic-Con stuff now, meeting the Star Wars fans, but I think he said he was going to try and get to meet you when you're over here. So that'd be a nice
thing, really.
I've got to say, you know, your biggest movie star on the planet, the greatest bodybuilder of all time, and I still wouldn't bet against you becoming President of the United States. Is the politics over, or do you still fancy trying to change the law so that anybody born out of the USA could become president? And do you fancy the role?
Well, you know, the Constitution is not written so that a foreign-born can run for president. So, but I mean, everything that I have accomplished in America is because of America, and it's because it's the land of opportunity. So I'm not going to complain about that. The one thing that I can't do is, you know, run for president because of the Constitution. So that's perfectly fine with me, because everything else that I've accomplished is because of America. So that's, I'm happy about that.
Turning then to your movies and some of the best action films of all time, as your Twitter page says, you killed the Predator, but the game changer was your signature role, the Terminator. Did you realise at the time this role would be a life changer, and what most attracted you to the part, Arnold?
Well, I mean, Terminator was, I think, so well written. When I picked up the script and Jim Cameron, the director, you know, offered me the part to play Terminator, and the way he described the character, the way he wanted to film the character, was really, you know, brilliant. And so I got inspired by that, and I got also inspired by the fact of being able to do those extraordinarily kind of violent things in a movie, but not really get blamed for it, because I was actually not a human being. I was playing a machine. And so this is actually what made the character that was written as a villain became kind of a heroic character, because it was like a machine that did all those things, and people just, you know, really thought that it was cool, and it was cutting edge the way it was done. And so I think Cameron did really a great job, and also at the same time with the whole message of that machines will take over. And, you know, we have seen that now in the last 30 years, that this is exactly what has happened. You know, that we cannot even imagine anymore life without the machines. And the only thing that hasn't happened is that they have not become self-aware. But, I mean, but everything else that we have in the movie has happened. But, then, you know, Cameron is just a great, brilliant filmmaker. I cannot take the credit for all that. I always shined on the screen when a director was good. And so Jim Cameron is just the best director around.
Terminator 5 Genesis is out next July. Can't wait for that. What can you tell us about it?
Really not that much, other than that it's going to come out in the beginning of July, July 1. You know, it has all kinds of interesting stars in it, and it's a great story. But, you know, I cannot give the story away, the twists and all that stuff. But I was very happy that I was asked to play again the Terminator and to play the T-800 model. And so it's a great story with good twists.
You said you'd be back, but what are your favorite Arnie movie lines of all time? Go on, say them again for us.
Oh, I think that I'll be back, or hasta la vista, baby. You know, those are the strongest. Those are the ones that have been the most used lines, and they're the most popular lines in movie history. And so I was very happy that I'm in that category, and I'm also happy that I'm in the category of having, you know, killed the most people on screen of any other actor in the history of movie making. And it was also interesting to be listed in I think the same year in America, I was listed amongst the 100 movies in the history as the best villains and also as the best hero. So it was listed in both categories, which is, I think, also very unique.
Sylvester Stallone was over recently here in the UK, and he said that he hated you in a good way. He said you're always getting bigger and better action roles. Did that rivalry help you both to bigger and better things and become best friends?
It was proof that competition creates performance, and that's why it is so important to have competition. And, you know, to me, I was always a very competitive person, and so I had to kind of make him be the villain that was on my wall, hanging on my wall, of someone that I had to beat. When in fact, there's nothing really to beat. I mean, it's not, movies is not about a competition, but that's what I made it, because that's the only kind of world that I understood. For me, it was like this guy that he was having the biggest grossing movies, and he was getting a lot of money, and he was increasing in salaries and all this stuff. And so all of a sudden I was obsessed about, okay, this is like Sergio Oliva or any of those guys in bodybuilding that I had to beat. And so it became this competition, and we just were like at it all the time, kind of like who can kill more bodies, more people, who can kill them the most unique way, who has bigger guns, and you know, who has the least amount of body fat, who has the most muscles, who does the most movies, who does the most interesting movies, who is the biggest box office, and all of this shit. It went on and on and on, like for a decade. And then eventually we, you know, got to an age where we kind of laughed about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I said, isn't it crazy? And, you know, we became really great friends, because we were talking about it in an honest way, how we just kind of tried to destroy each other, and how that actually made our performance better and made us, you know, kind of much more driven. And now we are supporting each other.
We are going to hear more from you in person at two amazing events in Leeds on November the 14th and London November the 15th, presented by your great friend Rocco Bionvino and Alexi Fresh. When our host for both nights will be Jonathan Ross. In terms of the evenings, what can fans expect?
That they can get up and then ask questions themselves, not just the moderator. So I think it's going to be a great, great evening. Very relaxed, very informal, but fantastic.
Arnold, absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to meet up with you next week. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. See you soon, okay? Bye, Graham.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.